Hello, I'm Sky Pike, and we are in Unit 11, Critical Writing, where we're going to talk about descriptive and analytical writing in this first section, and we're in the class Reading and Writing for College Students of the Christian Leaders Institute. What is a descriptive? What are descriptive and analytical papers? Well, we've already talked in the past that there are really two types of papers. The first is the descriptive, and the second is the analytical paper. We are going to, this unit, or this section of this unit, go into a little bit more detail about what each of these are. It's going to be a relatively quick unit because it's really going to be a very descriptive unit about what descriptive and analytical papers are. So let's talk about these two, the descriptive assignment or descriptive paper. So descriptive paper is going to state something that's happened. It's going to report facts or results. It's going to summarize a book or books. It's going to outline theories or explain ideas. It's going to give a list of details on a certain subject. It's going to tell, each of these are individual papers through which you may write a particular descriptive assignment. It tells what has been done. It tends to use a lot of quotes. It gives a summary of a piece of literature. It can do that. It makes lists of things, literatures, theories, facts of different sorts. It gives the facts, whether it's measurements or data, whatever that may be, viewpoints. It sets out a history of an event or an idea or a topic. It can give a biography of important people. It's in the descriptive assignment is an autobiography, if you write a biography about yourself. It summarizes what all is known about a topic. This is a descriptive paper. On the other hand, an analytical assignment or an analytical paper is going to just identify certain key issues. It's going to evaluate strengths. It's going to consider alternatives and evaluate alternatives. It's going to give reasons for your choices. It's going to look for links and causes. It's going to have challenges, logic, data, how you put them together, how you analyze them. It's going to have probes and tests, so it's informed and reasoned. It's going to give a clear and confident account, which is going to analyze what has been said. It's going to give a balanced account of pros and cons of ideas. It's going to avoid unsubstantiated assertions, and it's not going to assert or assume something is simply true because someone says it. It's going to look at it, analyze it, tear it apart, pick it apart, and then once it's done, put all the pieces back together and say, well, this is true or not true. It's going to use paragraphs to develop and expand ideas. You're going to have a single simple idea at the beginning of a paragraph for the main idea, and that paragraph will expand that idea or the main idea further. For instance, you may say your paragraph could be about the use of the Jewish Torah in the Gospel of Matthew, and you would then go to explain the importance, perhaps in the first paragraph, of why Matthew used so much of the Jewish Torah. He's going to give a clear, precise account of relevant evidence of arguments of something. It's going to back these arguments up with evidence. It's going to give good reasons for a conclusion. It's going to recognize its own limitations. All authors are going to have limitations because of our a limited geographic area, a limited access to knowledge, a limited time, a limited space, a limited access to, usually it's going to be access limitation to something that are legitimate limitations. There are other limitations that are not legitimate. I didn't know. I couldn't do it because my dog got sick. That's not going to be a legitimate reason to recognize as a limitation. And it's going to avoid simplistic conclusions. These are things, if you notice, many of these things are going to go into an analytical paper. Some in the middle here are going to be, will be in some types of analytical papers and others, but most of them will go into an analytical paper in one way or the other. Whereas for the descriptive paper assignments, each of those are kind of different areas that can be written about in a descriptive paper or assignment. So what are the differences between descriptive and analytical assignments? Well, descriptive writing, it's going to merely set a background, going to represent the situation where it is now, where it stands. It's not going to analyze or challenge anything. Descriptive writing is relatively simple. It doesn't take as much critical thinking as does the analytical writing. It does take some critical thinking, but not as much. And it's often used to pad, fluff, essays and assignments to make them look better. But I will tell you, we as professors and instructors and teachers are trained to spot fluff. And most of us do not like fluff. There are a few that do, but most of us do not. Analytical or critical writing is going to transform the information. It's not going to just report or construct. It's not going to report an argument. It's going to construct an argument, and it's going to give evidence for the argument. It's going to push forward new ideas, and it's going to have a line or a thread of reasoning or evidence and conclusions, a line of logic that goes through from the start to the finish. And I should mention that many assignments, not all, but many, are going to have a balance between descriptive writing and analytical writing. You are, and some assignments, of course, are going to be heavier on the descriptive, some on the analysis, some will be totally analytical writing, some will be totally descriptive writing. So there is a basis of both to go back and forth that you will need. But there's also some commonalities between descriptive and analytical assignments. The first one is that you have to outline your key ideas. When you're starting out, outline your key ideas, your books, your theories, your concepts, whatever you're doing. Another one is you have to give an account of your research, your methods, the process by which you did something, the process by which you evaluated a theory, the process by which you evaluated the history of George Washington. And then there's also going to be reflection, personal reflections in each of these. The personal reflections may be of a single person, the author. They may be of a group of authors. They may be an author is representative of a group. That is a personal reflection. Often these can be formal, the third person. It was, so you're not mentioning you or the group specifically. It's kind of general, third person. They can be tentative. It has been suggested. It could be that this theory is correct. It could be that the book of Esther is a book of history. It could be that it's been suggested that this historicity of Esther and Daniel is in question. However, I do not agree so that it is. All these things. By the way, I believe that Esther and Daniel are historical books of historical people that lived. And it can be logical and reasoned and our logical and reason argument that follows, this follows from that, this is true because all together, taken all together, such and such is the result. So these are going to be common areas that you'll be using in both descriptive and analytical assignments. They're both going to take research. They're both going to look into ideas. They're both going to take planning. And they're both going to take some level of critical thinking as well. What are some good traits of an analytical assignment? Well, the first good trait is it's got critical thinking in it. It's a systematic way of looking at whatever you're studying. It's like a criminal investigation. You need to have a problem. You need then to find evidence that's going to solve your problem. And then you have to bring a conclusion to your problem. You're going to have the problem. You're going to investigate the problem thoroughly to find evidence. You're going to then probe and prosecute and defend the ideas that you come up with. You're going to say whether they're viable or inviable. You're going to cross-examine the witnesses, in this case the literature, make sure the sources are valid, make sure that what they're saying is correct, that it's truthful. And then you're going to sum up and consider the theory that you come up with, that so-and-so did it in such and such a room with such and such a weapon. You know, the game of Clue where Colonel Mustard killed Mrs. Peacock with a wrench type thing, where you do where you have come up with your conclusion of your investigation. And then you're going to reach an informed verdict, the conclusion. In light of the evidence, it seems that. In light of the evidence, it is shown that. Something like this. So an analytical assignment is going to give a conclusion. It's going to say, because of this research, it has been, or it is shown, or it is the conclusion of your assignment. Remember that you are going to be asking the questions at all stages of your writing, in either descriptive or analytical writing: who, what, where, when, how, and why, what if, so what next. These are all questions that as you're writing, as you're evaluating your writing, whether it's descriptive or analytical, you have to always, always, always be writing, always be thinking of these questions. What is this sentence about? How is it important? How should it, where should it go next? What if I said this about it instead? What if someone looked at it in this way? How is it better to write this word compared to this other word? How is lawyer better than attorney here? Or in some situation like that where you're looking for the proper word that best conveys the thoughts that you're trying to do. You can do descriptive and analytical writing. There is no reason why you cannot do this. I know that with practice, with hard work, with good criticism from other people, meaning people looking at your work and validating it like my mother did when I used to write papers. She would go through it with a fine-tooth comb and find every grammar and conceptual error within the paper, and it made me better. So it's good. Have some, do your writing, critically think, have others evaluate it, and then you will become a great writer, at least a good writer, of descriptive and analytical writing. It is not beyond your ability. So just do it. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time. God bless.